Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
NC State has a rare big moment on the biggest stages. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I went to my one Hurricanes hockey game each year, as my friend from New England, Chip Hughes, takes me when the Boston Bruins come to town. Each time I go to the PNC Arena, I am amazed at what a great facility it is and how rabid their fans are for professional hockey and college basketball. The Canes are a favorite this season to win the Stanley Cup, which would be their second after the franchise survived a tough move from Hartford, Connecticut. That Lord Stanley Cup was hoisted in 2006, which was decades after the state men's basketball team won their two NCAA championships. Early in the Canes' 4-1 loss to the Bruins, the picture of the Wolfpack men and women who are in their respective Final Fours drew a large roar when it appeared on the giant video boards. What an amazing accomplishment for Kevin Keats and women's coach Wes Moore. The fans of UConn are used to that double play, but State is only the second school in the ACC besides Duke to ever do that in the same year. I also wondered about the State men, who are mostly transfers playing their last year of college basketball, catching lightning in a bottle for a program with veterans DJ Burns and DJ Horn that will have to rebuild again after this season. How has the State program not been better than that? Besides playing in a state-of-the-art building, the men have a rich tradition that goes all the way back to David Thompson and the 1974 NCAA champions, and 9 years later to Jimmy V's National Cardiac Pack. State is clearly making a move in football, but playing basketball in the tradition-rich ACC should be easier to compete for conference and national honors. The Carolina Duke rivalry has dwarfed UNC State in the interceding 50 years. The Pack has had 5 coaches since the late Valvano, who, despite the trouble he got into at the end of his tenure, is still the standard. Finally, Keats has pulled a rabbit out of the hat with the historic late-season run. But win or lose in Arizona, State has a chance to build on this exciting experience, so the Pack might be able to do it again rather than slipping back into mediocrity now that the two DJs have turned the table in the right direction. State has a chance to beat Purdue in the men's semifinals in Phoenix, but whoever wins that game will be a serious underdog against defending NCAA champ UConn, the only school whose men own 5 national championships but have had more than twice that success with their women. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.